What's the matter, Skippy? Something just doesn't feel right. This show, this technorama, it's so geeky. It frightens me. It frightens me, Skippy. Except Craig and Chuck. It made me feel so technorama-like.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama. This is show number 105 for May 1st, 2006. You found Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at all things tech, science, sci-fi, and geek in general. This show is being recorded on location from the Grand Ballroom at the Waldorf Hysteria. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. With me is the man with the naming rights to the show after a whole year. It's my whole co-host, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm okay, man. I feel a little bit younger and older at the same time.
It's been a fun year. We're gonna take a look at that year, and we've also got some BSG news, some news from outer space. We got a couple surprises lined up in the show. But as always, we're gonna kick off. I don't know. We didn't start this right away. I think this started a month or two after we had started, but we've got On This Day in Tech History. It's become a regular part of the show, so sit back and enjoy.
Come. It's like all of a sudden, hey,
we be right back
later.
On This Day in Tech History for May 1st, 2006. This is May 1st, it's the 121st day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 244 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1790 that the United States completes its first census. And the proclamation of the demand for an 8-hour workday in the United States was made on this date in 1884. 8-hour day. And it was just 2 years later that the start of the general strike, which eventually wins the 8-hour workday in the United States, begins. These events are today commemorated as May Day or Labor Day in most industrialized countries. And on this date in 1893, the World's Columbian Exposition opens in Chicago, Illinois. 8 years later, in 1901, the Pan American Exposition opens in Buffalo, New York. And the planet Pluto receives its official name on this date in 1930. This is the day in 1956 that the polio vaccine developed by Jonas Salk is made available to the public. And Francis Gary Powers in his U-2 spy plane is shot down over the Soviet Union, sparking off a diplomatic crisis on this date in 1960. Amtrak, the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, is formed to take over the U.S. passenger rail service on this date in 1971. And on this date in 1978, the first email spam of history was sent by a DEC marketing representative to every ARPANET address on the west coast of the United States. Must have been about 40 people. And the podcast Chuck Chat Technorama turns 1 year old today. And finally, on this date, the 1982 World's Fair opens in Knoxville, Tennessee. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1881 to Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, the French paleontologist. Russian physicist Gersh Butker was born on this date in 1918. And finally, Scott Carpenter, the American astronaut, turns 81 today. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for May 1st, 2006.
Chuck Chat Technorama. There's nothing worse than a geek with a sense of humor.
Welcome back. Wow. We must be pretty famous to be on this day in tech history.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, wait a minute. Here you go. I want to kick things off right. Are you ready?
Hit it.
There we go.
That was the most difficulty I've ever heard with a bottle opener.
It's kind of hard to hold it up to the... I guess I could have pulled the mic. Ain't it? And here you go. One minute. Yeah, that's good.
Happy birthday to you.
And you.
We'll give you a virtual cheers. Cheers! You got a bottle, I got a can.
There you go.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong on the mixer board.
Mail call, sir.
There we go. Thanks, Radar. We got an email from Tim from Australia about our green exit signs. He says, "Hi, Chuck and Craig. Tim from Australia here with feedback on green exit signs. As long as I can remember, they have always been green down in this part of the world. You may have already covered this. I'm a couple shows behind right now, but in my defense, I am a whole day ahead of you guys. We'll catch up on Technorama listening on the weekend. Keep up the great work and a big 101, guys." Are we still doing that? That was in the email. Cheers, Tim. P.S. I don't know Philip from Australia, but it's a big country. That's always funny. Did you ever get that? You know, somebody from France will come over and say, "Oh, you're from America? Do you know so-and-so in Los Angeles?"
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody thinks that we know everybody in the South, too.
You sound just like Bo Duke.
Oh, please. Bo
Duke. We also have another one from Douglas E. Welch of the Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook, one of our friends in tech buddies. We were talking about the bubonic plague a little while ago. The bubonic plague is carried by the fleas, which bite infected animals. In the Middle Ages, it was the rats, especially those from incoming ships, that brought the plague to Europe. We see it quite a bit here in California in our native ground squirrels. People are cautioned not to camp near squirrel dens, nor to feed the squirrels. I've just got images of like Planters commercials all over my brain right now.
I'm just glad I live here in the South. We don't have that problem.
Here, squirrely, squirrely, squirrely. Get away! You've got the plague! Jeez. Didn't know I could talk squirrel, did you?
No, that's a new one on me.
We also have a voicemail with birthday wishes.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is Steve Rickyberg, a.k.a. Missing Intellect. I know that show number 101 was only a couple of weeks ago, but I really want to congratulate you both on 1 year of podcasting. Technorama is my favorite podcast, and the more I listen, the more I love the show. So keep up the great work. You keep podcasting, and I'll keep listening.
What's wrong with that, man? No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, man.
From the newsroom, we've got news from Victor Cahill. Wow, this must be Fit Contribution Day, because he's also got two shows on our Friends in Tech, Typical PC User Podcast and Typical Mac User Podcast. Go check them out. They're good stuff. He writes in and says, "How much space dust falls to Earth each year?" Interestingly enough, this was on Science at NASA on Wednesday's show. So I don't know if he got this to me before then, but it was really weird that these came in. Anyway, he writes, "Estimates vary, but the USGS says that at least 1,000 million grams, or roughly 1,000 tons of material, enter the atmosphere each year and makes its way to Earth's surface. One group of scientists claims microbes rain down from space, too, and that extraterrestrial organisms are responsible for flu epidemics. There's been no proof of this."
He also has been known to drink a lot in the lab.
Who, Victor?
No, the scientists are quoting here.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that one. But I figure that makes up the incoming matter makes up for all the atmosphere we're losing. Did you know we're losing like a few tons of atmosphere every year directly into space?
I think we should launch the Save the Atmosphere campaign.
Woohoo! Bleeding heart liberals rule. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, brother.
Also in the news, K.L. Wright writes and says that CompUSA, or some people say CompUSA, has the Slingbox listed. You remember about the Slingbox?
Yeah.
$199.
That's weird.
For under $200. It looks like a Toblerone or something. It looks like a candy bar. Big silver candy bar sitting on top of your TV.
When I saw that thing, you know what it reminded me of? Is those, you know, those little half tiny versions of the Hershey's bar that they give away at Halloween and stuff?
Yep.
That's exactly what I saw. I kept going, why does that look familiar? Oh, it looks like those little tiny Hershey bars.
Well, the Slingbox, for those who don't know, allows you to take information off of your TiVo or DVD or regular television, as I understand it, and relay it to any other computer anywhere on the internet.
Kind of like Orb.
Is that what that does?
Yeah, remember that service?
Oh, yeah.
Orb.com or something like that. And you can. I installed it on my box for a while, and actually when we went out to the expo, I was watching a movie wirelessly through the internet. I mean, it pixelates it, but it drops the quality down enough to get through the bandwidth that you're allotted. I guess the slowest connection. Anyway, it ends up with a decent picture. You can view your pictures, music, and video.
And Craig brought us our last site in the news category. It really helped me quite a bit because living in Wisconsin, there are a lot of words that just don't make sense. We've got.
When I saw this, I was like, "Oh, this is totally Chuck." I was always use it on his freestyle show, but
nah, this okay. goes in here. I don't care. I like it from the technology. This lady found that a whole bunch of people were saying Wisconsin words wrong, and actually, on the title bar, it says "slap anybody who says Wisconsin." She put together all these sound bites of different names from parks to lakes to cities and towns to the current governor's name, because there's a Dutch influence, there's a Polish influence, there's a French influence, there's Native American influence, and you come across some of these words and you just don't look like what they sound like. I mean, how the heck do you say, you know, Shawamigan? It's spelled like Chekamoigahiga again. You know, something. You're driving on the road and you come to the state park and you have no clue. They know you're from out of town. So as a laugh, I sent this off to Jimmy and Richard in the UK because they're visiting next week. I figure they can use it as much as I can. And then Jimmy writes back and says, now all we need is a way to get Richard to say Montana correctly. I think he says Montana or something.
Montana.
Rev Tim. This is Rev Tim from the Rev Tim Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your headphones tightly to your ears. Your MP3 treat is coming in the form of Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat.
Hacks and Strange Stories.
What in the crap's in here?
What are you doing? Oh, in Hacks and Strange Stories? The Chainsaw Crocodile. You didn't hear about the Chainsaw Crocodile.
Apparently not.
All right, this is a news story from abc.net.au, the ABC network from Australia. Crocodile steals man's chainsaw. Would you like to try this in the Steve Irwin flavor?
Yes, please.
A 4.4-meter crocodile has chased a man up a tree in Northern Territory while the man was cleaning up debris left by Cyclone Monica. The owner of the Corroboree Park Tavern, Peter Shepherd, says the man was trying to remove a tree that had fallen against the saltwater crocodile pen. Anyway, this guy's cleaning up.
Crikey.
The crocodile jumps up and tries to bite him, but he didn't get the man's arm. He got the man's chainsaw. So there's this crocodile now that's floating around out there with a chainsaw in its mouth, making it the most dangerous crocodile out there.
Don't look at him wrong. He'll start.
Don't get me started. I don't know. When that one went in, it was kind of funny. Where are we? Weird. Media Corner?
Yes.
Whenever I wear my aluminum helmet, the only podcast that can get through is Chuck Chet and Tech Norma. Hello Chuck, hello Craig. We are being watched. 101.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
You scared? Yeah, I did that little sweeper. Sounds like the one that was in the chat room in the last show.
I'm sorry, but your dude at the counter in the little clip there just cracks me up every time I hear it.
You know, we all gotta have a job in college, you know, dude.
What did you found BSG News. Good stuff.
I found a bunch of stuff. Yes, and it's probably everybody in the free world probably already heard this, but Caprica is a spinoff of Battlestar Galactica. It goes back 50 years and examines two families, the Adamas and I want to say Greystokes, but I don't think that was right.
Grayson. I think you're right.
Two families, Greystones. They're related to the Flintstones.
Gallstones.
Anyway, it's a precursor to Battlestar, and I got very excited when I saw this because if it's half as good as BSG is, it's gonna rock. But I started thinking, does this mean? Well, let me back up. When they go back the 50 years, they're gonna start examining the point when we started making these sentient robots, which are the Cylons. And I started thinking, does that mean they're gonna look like the chrome toasters that everybody keeps talking about?
Yeah, and they sound like this.
Chuck Chat Technorama. More fun than a blue screen of death.
Right? By your command.
Keep the humans entertained.
Until the end. Anyway, I just thought, that's going to be cool. We get to see the toasters. And I don't see how they can deny that, because remember the first BSG? They had one like in a case. It was like in a museum or something. And they kind of breezed by it. I guess what the original ones look like, you know, like they had no idea what the new ones look like. No, I'm serious. Remember?
I must have missed that detail because all I can picture is like an eyeball dog.
Yeah. How about sick? Good boy.
The first ones look like Bender.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
We had to fix the attitude and drinking problem. They couldn't shoot straight.
Welcome to the Cylon 1.5, because 1.0 was a hard-drinking, cigar-smoking, womanizing robot.
We're going to have to come up with a mashup. BSG and Futurama.
Uh-oh. We'll have to see where that goes.
I can't hold steady anymore.
Pardon Chuck, he's giddy.
Okay. Next story.
The next story almost got me just as excited. It was Ultraman, the original 66 version, 1966 Ultraman. It's coming out on DVD July 18th, I believe it said, and it'd be about $40. July 18th. And it says complete series, but on the box set, on the box cover they have a list, it says Series 1, Volume 1. But, you know, there's been a lot of Ultramans after this that I had not seen. I didn't even know existed. Like Ultraman, Tiga, and a lot different, flavors. But this is the one I'm really excited about because I haven't seen these since, when I was 5, 6, 7, something like that. So I'm looking forward to getting it and see what my son thinks.
Now, what did you find in this interview with Matt Groening?
Oh, well, it's just really a really big interview with him, and he's talking about. And right off the bat, he mentions about the Futurama movies. Mm-hmm. There's going to be 4 of them. I don't know exactly when we're supposed to see those, but he said there'll be 4. And, of course, they talk about Bender a lot. And, of course, us and some of our fans have been like on a big Bender Futurama kick here lately.
Jeez it!
But jeez it! So, anyway, I just saw that and I thought it'd be cool. I know we've had the news that the Futurama movies were coming. But this is from the man himself, and he talks about that. It's a big 4-page interview, and he talks about The Simpsons. Did he think that it was going to be as big as it was? And so on and so forth. So it's a really good read, so go check it out. He even talks about some of his favorite characters and episodes.
Good stuff. I was just scanning over it. I'm going to read the whole thing. And finally, in the media corner, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spiderman.
Is this from the new movie?
Yes, it is. This is from a blog. This is a man in Cleveland. There were a man in Cleveland's blog, I should say. And he got access to take some pictures while they were doing some filming. And there's a guy in a suit. I don't know if it's a stunt guy or Tobey Maguire, but he's walking around full on in the Spider-Man suit, signing autographs and stuff. Then they have camera views. And then
what's with the fat guy?
Spider-Man kind of let himself go.
He looks.
You know what gets me? Is he standing there in the street, and there's this cop right there. So I'm like, you know, I don't know.
Put in the stunt double.
When the next picture down, the guy's running. So, but anyway, if you look down just a little bit farther, it looks like he took time to take picture, or the real Spider-Man guy in the suit took time to pick picture of him.
I thought he was supposed to be wearing a black suit.
You know who would have fun
with these pictures is Mark Shepard putting captions on them. There's all kinds of car accidents and
I'm calling you out, Mark Shepard. Do it.
Spider-Man signing autographs, and then the fat one with baggy pants.
Yeah. I'm waiting on the meal truck. But anyway, some of these are pretty cool. You can go see the cars all moved around, and you know, it looks like a trash street scene.
Bob's holding me up a new headline from yesterday.
It sounds like crap.
That's what we like at Technorama.
Sounded dead.
Good stuff. I'm glad you found that one.
This stuff is so great, and you don't need high-level math.
Yikes.
When you don't have confidence, just fake it.
Like free software? Better yet, like free software with the power to make it something different and better for everybody? Valid Syntax is a short 10-minute podcast looking at the status of open source projects as reported at SourceForge and FreshMeat and others you might find useful for any OS. Also, with your help, we'll spotlight on each show a project of the day, editorials, and possibly have a little fun along the way. So join me twice a week for all this and more at ValidSyntax.com. Remember, without Valid Syntax, you can't do anything.
Hey, we are at 1 year of Technorama, and I thought we would take a look back and tell you a little bit about where we've been. Kevin Devon and George Starcher just did something similar on In the Trenches about their setup and what they're using, a little bit of technical stuff. We wanted to take a look back on kind of the same thing that we've been through. It's been an interesting year. There's been a whole lot of change, a whole lot of experimentation, a whole lot of knowledge.
Yeah, and we're a year older.
Well, yeah. It's getting harder to stay up late and do this show.
Where's my walker?
What's funny was when we started with a Skype connection with, I had three computers on this end, two mixers, a card table, and wires that literally made me captive to this show. I could not get out unless I unwired the stuff. So
Chuck of Borg.
Make sure you go to the bathroom before you start podcasting. We have, along the way, we have tried Gizmo. We've tried Google Talk, and we came back to Skype.
Mm-hmm.
We've, at one point, tried a streaming webcam, found it ate too much bandwidth, and we're still working on resolution of that. We've added the webcam. We added a chat room. We added an audio stream, which is currently dead as of this show. We're working
and
on
resurrecting. We added listeners.
We've added listeners. We appreciate all that.
Yes.
And as of this point, I am down to one mixer. I've gone through the Behringer.
Speaking of the mixer, let me interject here. He had three computers because the mixer he had, which is now here at my house, he didn't realize it could do more than one mix.
And special thanks to Victor for schooling me on how to use subchannels. That is,
well, y'all stayed up like 1 o'clock on a school night trying to get and figured it out how to get it running.
He has the patience of a saint.
Hey, he's great, and. He's had a lot of experience with mixers, and it shows because he's like, oh, well, touch this and that, and turn that, and you know, I'm like, okay, you know, sure enough, he's right on the money.
I now have his previous mixer, so everything's kind of shifted down one more. I don't know what he's got at the moment, but I'm sure it's kick-ass at this point. But using the Mackie mixer, with the sub-channels. Still got three computers. We're down to three laptops of various ages and stages. One is dedicated to the VoIP connection that we're using for Craig. The other does the clips and things, and the third one does the recording. So I'm not overloading the processor on any one of them. That tended to be a problem, and then getting the right loopbacks and things so that Craig didn't hear himself echo and whatnot was always a big pain.
Gosh, that was nothing but a pain. It's one thing, it's one thing to talk to Chuck for a couple hours, but to hear myself back at me. But
I've upgraded microphones.
I do want to say, the microphones. I wanted to mention also about Skype and Gizmo and all that. Gizmo worked pretty good. It actually worked pretty good, but Skype seems to, the quality seems a little better now. Seems to be a little
more stable. I think they improved or upgraded or something along the way.
Yeah, it's been real.
He's a funny guy, isn't he? You're a funny guy. And we still can't hear him. So, I'll keep talking about what I do. I did upgrade the studio. It no longer has about five computers in there. I've got it down to one desk with all the recording stuff. And as of 2 days ago, I've added a love seat or a small sofa for the guests. I had my first in-studio guest yesterday. Let's try calling him back. Hey, Craig. Nope, we still don't hear him. I'm not sure where we want to go with the show. Let's see if we can get this call with Craig fixed back up. This is kind of like the early days. We'll try calling him. Anything can go wrong during the show, and usually does. It's Murphy's Law, or if you're in the UK, it's Sod's Law. We do not hear Craig, even though the connection's picked up. The laughter you hear is because that was not an intentional hang-up. That was just freaking bad luck. As soon as we go, Skype's working real well. Click.
Okay, enough with Skype.
Back to Gizmo.
Oh, my gosh. We're
not plugging them anymore.
Usually I'm ticked off if I get and fall off, but you know what? I was about to fall out of my chair. I heard, boop, boop. Oh, well.
What I did is I went digging in the archives. Here, I've got it right here. Pull it out the file cabinet. And I found episode zero because I wanted to know how close to our original charter we actually were. Sometimes shows morph, and you didn't really get what you signed up for. Well, take a listen to this.
Hi, this is Chuck. Thank you for downloading this, and welcome to episode zero of Chuck Chat Technorama. This is the premiere episode. I have to reset the counter, and I feel like a freshman in podcasting school. But with over 100 shows of experience, I'm comfortable with things now. All except this equipment to the left, right, and in front of me. If you're new to Chuck Chat, then you should know that this is the start of something new. Chuck Chat has historically been a blend of tech, family, sound-seeing tours, and sometimes just boring ramblings. Well, I've put a stop to all that. Now we've got two shows. Chuck Chat Freestyle is the family stuff, the audio blog, the sort of stuff with my family. And now there's Chuck Chat Technorama. With Technorama, you get more concentrated tech. High-octane tech, if you will. Red Bull Chuck Chat. Oh, wait, we can't say that, or they'll expect some money. Or maybe we should expect some money for mentioning it. We'll talk about science, technology, sometimes a sound-seeing tour, if material fits the show format. I have some tech news, perhaps some tech interviews from time to time. I'll fill the show with my own style of feedback. Always remember to expect the unexpected. I look forward to doing more tech on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoy doing it for you. Feel free to participate by offering suggestions, feedback, and criticisms. As always, you can give me a call on the same listener line, 206-222-CHAT. The Skype address is still chuck.tomasi, or email me, chuck@chuckchat.com. If you haven't already subscribed to the feed, check out the front page of chuckchat.com. Thank you, and look forward to show number one real soon. And yes, we still do the binary high five. 101. Thank you.
All right, it works.
Yes, I got it back. I got every bit of it.
It's small, fast, does hex and block edits.
But oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that last time.
We're your Geek Morning Show.
That's the thing about podcasts. We can be up anytime.
Don't listen to this while operating heavy machinery. You could spit out your water. I wonder what you'd get. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and make my comment.
Hey, wake me up when you're done.
I completely missed that one.
The writers of Back to the Future didn't see that one coming. Thanks, man. I had to think about that.
Hi, this is Lance Heath from the Digital Experience Podcast at digitalexperiencepodcast.com, and you're listening to a couple of loose-knit friends, Chuck and Craig, on Technorama.
Well, I think the show zero spelled it all out when he said, expect the unexpected.
What and he that said? Is
exactly, yeah, third party. Exactly what you got tonight.
The unexpected.
Yeah. Click.
I like the Red Bull version.
High octane.
Yeah, baby.
I think we need another installment of Try a Geek.
This is Kevin Rose from Dignation, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig of Technorama.
It's time to play Try a Geek.
Try a Geek is a game we're playing on Technorama to test your geek prowess. We'll give out three geek words from tech, science, literature, and media that have some association. If you think you know what the association is, send your answer in an email to game@chuckchat.com. Points are awarded based on the difficulty of the clue, 1 to 3 points. You only get one guess per game, so make it a good one. We'll keep track of the scores in the wiki at chuckchat.com/wiki. Good luck, and here are your clues. One-pointer tonight, we've got resistor, capacitor, and diode. See if you can get a free point off of that one. You shouldn't even need to Google Enhance it.
Sorry. Probably not.
Threw him off the track with that one. Well, that's because people aren't sure whether or not they can use Google to look up the answers. Go ahead. If you learn something from this game, all the more I'm happy. You know, one guy writes in, he says, here's my answer to the last one. This answer was Google enhanced.
Google enhanced. Let's see. It sounds like some mixed drinks at a high tech club.
Or something the American Baseball League will have to start testing for. Yeah. You're hitting home runs on this Try a Geek game. We're going to have to test you.
Three new energy drinks.
In the Geek Library tonight.
We've got, actually, this guy has a Flickr account. That's exactly what this is pointing to. And he's been posting pictures from Sears Wish Books. And this one I just thought was hilarious. I think I found it via Boing Boing or something like that. And it describes CD audio in a way that anybody can understand. The first words are, digital audio is awesome.
I see that. Sounds so clear you can't. But this looks like an original. Oh my gosh, look at the age of that deck.
Oh yes, it's huge. It's very huge. It looks like somebody that designed the tape deck made a CD player, and of course across the where the CD goes in, it says laser. You know, it's got big buttons on the front to push it. Not quite like one of those old VCRs with the dials where you have to push the buttons like a tape deck, you know, to get it to work. But it's not like quite like that. But it's kind of funny. They even have a diagram. Everything you ever wanted to know about lasers.
And what
lasers?
Is...
Lasers?
Hell's...
Digital, there you go. Digital audio is awesome.
Put the pinky up to your mouth.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also in the Geek Library, we've got Hal's father.
Yes. Actually, you know what? Here you go. Hold on just a second. Did you listen to it?
No, I haven't listened to it. Listen to what?
Here you go. This is a 45 this gentleman found in like an antique shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a AT&T let me figure this out. It's the first
Scene: a junk shop on the east side of town. Your blogger is waiting for the owner to name a price for the sound recording he found in the back of a box he wasn't supposed to go through. He hadn't known that, though. The dealer is going through every possible word combination on eBay in hopes of finding a listing, though by now it's obvious there still isn't one. Still, she searches and searches. Lee correctly figures out she's stalling. Finally, what is it with you? I'm willing to pay $10. $5, I reply. 10 and it's yours. Okay, deal done. I hate mind-reading dealers. Just kidding. She was quite cool and savvy. And what a record! A magazine insert 33 and a third with three bands lasting all of 2 minutes and cooler than heck. It's a green LP.
Yeah, it came in a magazine and it has it's a recording of speech synthesized from some punch cards. And you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
There's punch cards on this LP.
Make sure I got that up. Here you go. Here it comes.
I'm waiting.
Today, Zulu. Oh, wait a minute.
Must be based on RoboChuck technology.
Hey, expect the unexpected.
Suddenly, nothing happened.
Look, check. Scroll down to the bottom of that page.
Yes, sir. And there's a link.
Yes.
Box.net public.
Yeah, click on that and then you'll see play. Sorry,
It won't play because I'm reading this on my recording machine. I have to play it through another one. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll include a link in the show notes. That's what's going to happen as we jump to a Geek Thoughts.
Geek Thoughts.
Arcade games. Proof that a CPU performing 1 million operations per second has faster reflexes than you.
TechChat.com. Ramblings of a technophile.
All right, in that interim, Craig thinks he's figured it all out.
Yeah, I did. Here you go. All right, here you go. No, it's not my computer other than me playing this MP3, so here you go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Those words were spoken by an electronic digital computer which was programmed to simulate a speaking machine. The machine is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds.
I got some right here!
It combines them into intelligible speech. For example, when the speech sounds of the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed to the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
To obtain natural phrasing, it is necessary to add timing information to the cards. Then the computer will say,
"He saw the cat."
To obtain
much
voice
better
inflection, it is necessary to add pitch information as
he
well.
He saw the cat.
2 minutes.
He saw the cat.
The present quality of speech synthesized by the machine is demonstrated in the following
he
recitation
saw the cat
and but song.
Here come. Hey, in just a moment, you'll hear pals what
to
I'm talking about.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep.
I wonder how many
Daisy,
punch cards.
Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
That's amazing.
Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. That's from 1961.
You have to remember that. You know, that stack of punch cards must have been a lot. And that would have just blown anybody away to hear a computer talk like that.
I know. And you know what? I wonder if, who wrote 2001?
Stanley Kubrick did the film. Arthur C. Clarke. Silly
yes,
me.
I'm sorry, I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's the
I was
beer.
I was wondering if he actually heard that because, and got that, you know, for the story. I wonder.
Good stuff. We also have a ton of other things that Mad Marv contributed that we could base a whole second show on, but we're not going to do that. We're going to leave the show notes in there about the ensnared whale that thanks its rescuers, bloodless surgery, retro gaming hacks, a bed made of cardboard, sounds like something I had in college, and many more that are right in line with Technorama.
Mom was concrete blocks.
And Craig's going to take us out this time in the style of the Disney character Goofy.
Goofy? Okay, hold on a second.
You can do it or you can pass it back to me.
I don't know. I'm going to try. I'll probably make a fool out of myself. Hey, wait.
Boy, that's what this show is for.
I think I did that back in show number 3. Anyway. I can do more Bullwinkle than anything.
Nope. It's got to be Goofy.
You have to contact us. You can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email Chuck at Chuck at ChuckChat.com or send audio comments to ChuckChat at gmail.com. You can also email Craig that's a Craig at ChuckChat.com. Don't forget the website at ChuckChat.com. Something like that. I'm out of here.
How was that? Oh, man. I'm not sure what we did. You, Chuck? What have we unleashed? This show is a proud member, well, not so proud anymore, but Friends in Tech. You can find out more and join the shared forums at forums.friendsintech.com. Don't forget, if you're listening to, we'll probably boot it out now. If you're listening to this
sheared
show by
forums,
they've been sheared off. Tell somebody about Technorama, show them how to subscribe, and you'll be doing everybody a favor. Till next time, big binary high five.
101.